You're listening to New Technia. Scientists built a material that remembers where to send heat, even after the power is off. A programmable device can control the direction of thermal radiation and preserve its selected state without continuous power, opening a possible route to smarter cooling, infrared sensors, and photonic memory. Heat normally behaves like a stubborn passenger. Engineers can move it, block it, or spread it, but controlling exactly where it enters and leaves a material remains difficult. The 30-second summary. A programmable device can control the direction of thermal radiation and preserve its selected state without continuous power, opening a possible route to smarter cooling, infrared sensors, and photonic memory. The article explains why the result matters and the evidence behind it. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. An international research team led by Osaka Metropolitan University has designed a device that makes thermal radiation programmable. It can alter how heat is absorbed and emitted, switch between operating states, and preserve its configuration after external power is removed. What the team created. The work, published in Laser and Photonics Reviews, combines a magneto-optical material with a phase-change material called germanium antimony tellurium, commonly known as GST. Together, the materials form a microscopic magneto-optical metagrating. The device can produce a directional difference between infrared absorption and emission, while the GST layer stores the selected operating state without needing continuous power. Why controlling heat is difficult? Most ordinary materials follow a reciprocal relationship. If a surface absorbs radiation efficiently from a particular direction and wavelength, it tends to emit radiation in the corresponding way. That relationship helps scientists understand thermal systems, but it limits engineers who want heat to behave asymmetrically. A device that absorbs thermal radiation from one direction and releases it differently could improve sensing, energy conversion, and temperature control. Breaking the usual symmetry. The design uses indium arsenide as its magneto-optical component. Under a magnetic field, the material changes how it interacts with infrared light and helps separate the usual relationship between absorption and emission. Above it sits a microscopic grating containing GST. This phase-change material can switch between amorphous and crystalline states, each with different optical properties. How the material remembers without power. GST retains its physical state after the energy used to switch it is removed. This non-volatile behavior gives the device its memory. Instead of storing a conventional computer file, the structure stores a thermal operating mode. Once programmed, it can preserve how it interacts with infrared radiation until it is deliberately rewritten. The researchers report that the metagrating achieved strong non-reciprocity when radiation arrived at an angle of about 3 degrees from normal incidence. Previous approaches often required much steeper angles, reducing their practical usefulness. The platform offers two forms of control. A magnetic field or a change in angle can tune the response continuously. Changing the GST phase can switch the device between distinct stored states. Could it help cool AI chips? Advanced processors and AI accelerators generate intense heat inside increasingly small spaces. Thermal management has become a major constraint on performance, reliability, and energy use. A future surface that directs thermal radiation could potentially move energy away from hotspots or reduce thermal interference between nearby components. Similar concepts could support silicon photonics, where small temperature changes can alter the behavior of optical circuits. The present research does not demonstrate a commercial chip cooler. It is an early device concept focused on controlling infrared absorption and emission. Turning it into a practical cooling system would require integration, manufacturing, and performance tests under real operating conditions. Applications beyond computing. Programmable thermal radiation could influence several fields. Infrared sensors could adjust their response without consuming continuous power. Thermophotovoltaic systems could manage radiation delivered to energy-converting cells. Thermal communication devices could encode signals through controlled emission. Photonic memory could store information using changes in optical and thermal behavior. Radiative cooling surfaces could gain more control over when and where they release heat. Every application remains prospective. A useful system must work reliably across practical areas, temperatures, wavelengths, and environmental conditions. Limitations and next steps. The device is a laboratory demonstration, not a finished material ready for mass production. It depends on a magnetic field and carefully engineered nanoscale structures. Researchers must determine how efficiently it can be fabricated, switched, and integrated with existing technology. Future work will also need to measure durability, switching cycles, thermal stability, and total energy cost. A device that preserves its state without power may still require energy to change states, create the magnetic conditions, and operate as part of a larger system. Scaling is another challenge. Performance measured in a carefully designed microscopic structure does not automatically translate to a large cooling panel or a dense commercial chip. A new way to think about heat. Electronics transformed technology by making electrical charge controllable and programmable. Researchers are now exploring whether heat can be managed with similar precision. This device is not a thermal computer, and it is not ready to solve the cooling demands of today's data centers. Its importance lies in combining three capabilities that have been difficult to achieve together: directional control, switchability, and memory in one thermal structure. If engineers can scale and integrate the idea, future devices may not merely tolerate heat. They may decide where it goes and remember that decision without staying powered. Before we overstate the result, a programmable device can control the direction of thermal radiation and preserve its selected state without continuous power, opening a possible route to smarter cooling, infrared sensors, and photonic memory. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.